Leading Britain's conversation, LBC, with David Lammy.
Okay, David Lammy here, and I'm going to return to your calls in a moment, but it's that time in the afternoon, early evening, when I go over to the United States of America to get an update on this great epic battle that is taking place that will come to a conclusion on November the 3rd. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent, joins us. Simon.
Hello, David. We hope it will come to a conclusion on November the 3rd. I mean, I think there is still some question about that. Will we get a result on election night itself, or are we going to be looking at something protracted?
Simon, I thought because of the polls, which are looking great for Joe Biden, but correct me if I'm wrong,
that we might get
a more decisive result. But come on, tell us, what's going on?
I think it's perfectly possible that we will get a result on election night. I mean, there are vagaries, of course, this year because of COVID-19. If you look at the early voter turnout, it is completely unprecedented. North of 15 million Americans now have already cast their ballots in over 40 of America's 50 states where early voting is already underway. And the Democrats believe, and the numbers show, that the majority of those early voters are registered Democrats. Remember that in this country you have to register either as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent. So the parties can actually see who's showing up at these polls early. Postal votes, because of COVID-19, are going to play an unprecedented role as well. And that may slow down the process of getting a result. But if you look at the polls, and if you believe the polls, Joe Biden still enjoys in most polls a double-digit lead over Donald Trump, and that has certainly given Democrats some confidence over the last 10 days to believe that perhaps this actually is going to be a very clear big win for Joe Biden. But they are deliberately in the Biden campaign trying to damp down expectations, and that's partly, of course, because of the 2016 experience and Hillary Clinton winning the popular vote by nearly 3 million votes, but losing in the Electoral College, which handed victory to Donald Trump. And it's also partly because they don't want any complacency setting in among Democrat voters. So one of Joe Biden's campaign managers was on what was supposed to be a private conference call yesterday, but news of that call leaked clearly with the approval of the Biden campaign, in which the Biden campaign manager was telling campaign workers, don't believe that we're more than 10 points ahead of Donald Trump. We're seeing private numbers that show the race is tighter than that, and we've got to campaign and get every single vote out between now and November the 3rd. So they're definitely playing like this is a close election, even if at the end of the day it turns out not to be.
Now, they should have had a debate this week, but they didn't have a debate because of coronavirus. Instead, they had town hall meetings on competing broadcasters. What was the result of those respective town hall meetings? I saw something that was suggesting that more people watched Joe Biden than watched Donald Trump. Is that right?
Yes, it is right. It was a ratings victory, for what that's worth, for Joe Biden. That has surprised many people, not just in the political field, but in the television field, because traditionally Donald Trump has been ratings gold. But this time around, ABC with Joe Biden scored a larger audience, I think by just over a million people, than Donald Trump won in his town hall meeting on NBC. We have another debate, the second and final debate of this election, due to take place this coming Thursday night.
Can we expect it to be a little bit less bad-tempered?
No, I'm afraid not. I've got very bad news for you. If you think it's going to be any more edifying, David, than debate number one, I think there's reason to believe it could be even worse. And the reason for that is that over the last 36 hours, Donald Trump has found a new cadence that he's using to describe Joe Biden and his family. He is accusing them on the campaign trail, and this is completely unsubstantiated and specious, of being an organized crime family. And what is fueling that accusation is this very controversial article that the New York Post decided to publish during the week. An article that is now being investigated by the FBI as part of an active disinformation campaign that the Russians are working on in this election campaign, possibly tied to the president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, but an article that made unsubstantiated claims about Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, and whether he was not only trying to feather his own nest, but was actively trying to secure meetings between his father and some of his Ukrainian business associates. Again, utterly unsubstantiated. I've been saying on LBC all week that it carries all the hallmarks of a misinformation operation, and we certainly now know that it's come to the FBI's attention and they've launched an investigation into it. But regardless of the facts or lack thereof in that story, Donald Trump has seized on it and is essentially calling the Bidens, you know, a modern-day equivalent of the Gambino family. If he unleashes is that in the debate on Thursday, I think we're going to see fireworks from Joe Biden and Donald Trump that may make the first debate look like it was a very sedate afternoon in the park, by contrast.
Simon, just because there will be listeners wondering, how has Donald Trump so quickly got over coronavirus?
Well, the answer
What's
to that question...
What's the miracle drug that he's had that the rest of the population in the United States hasn't?
He certainly had breakthrough therapy, right? He had this cocktail of antibodies created by Regeneron, a company that he touts relentlessly, and it's worth making the point that the CEO of Regeneron is a member of Donald Trump's golf club, but certainly he credits his recovery in large measure to that experimental antibody therapy. But when you speak about the speed of Donald Trump's recovery, it's hard to know how quickly he recovered because we still don't know when he got it. He evaded again very clear questions at that town hall meeting about precisely when he tested positive for COVID-19. Mm. It seems perfectly possible that he may have had it when he showed up for the first debate in Ohio a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
And that he then subsequently may have spread it not just at the White House, but at campaign events in Minnesota and a fundraising event in New Jersey. They won't tell us. They won't provide a timeline for when he tested negative and when he first tested positive. And as a result of that, you can't be certain exactly how rapid this Lazarus-like recovery was from COVID-19, because he may have had it for several days earlier than we all suspected.
Extraordinary. Simon, thank you so much for updating us. I mean, it's so fast-moving. It's unbelievable. But I think we all look forward to the debate when we wake up. Will it be Thursday or Friday morning, I suspect? Friday morning. Thanks so much for joining us. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent.